Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we began a series that will demonstrate God is faithful, and we saw that God is faithful to everyone. That is our starting point. God is faithful to those who love Him, to believers, as we will see, and God is faithful to those who do not love Him, to unbelievers. We studied 2 Timothy 2:13, which reads, "If we are faithless, God remains faithful, for God cannot deny Himself." That demonstrates the faithfulness of God in judgment to those who are faithless to Him. God cannot deny Himself. The Lord is consistently true to Himself, and His righteousness demands that He judge unrepentant sinners. That verse is not a verse talking about weak faith in Christians, but rather the lack of faith in non-Christians. If you were not with us last time, please go to the God Is website and listen to the free podcast. It is available on the homepage when you visit godisministry.org. It is crucial that you hear what was said because we will now build on it. Today we are drawn again to the teaching of Jesus. And we will begin with some very bad news and build towards very good news, the best news. I invite you to pay particularly close attention to this if you are not a Christian and/or if you doubt that you are genuinely a believer in Christ. Now, turn with me, if you can, to John's Gospel at the start of the New Testament and chapter 3. The first verse I read you will most likely have heard before, but perhaps not the next two verses, even though everything Christ says here goes together. Again, these are the words of Jesus. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. He who believes in Him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Well, this is clear. Read it for yourself. Whoever, literally anyone, including you, whoever believes in Jesus Christ will not die, but have eternal life. That's verse 16. Why will believers in Christ have eternal life? Here is why. God sent His Son Jesus into the world to save us. That's verse 17. Thus, in the beginning of verse 18, God's Son Jesus declares, "He who believes in Him is not judged." Very clear. And the implication is likewise without ambiguity. The remainder of verse 18, "He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." There is coming judgment upon all who do not believe in the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. Do you believe Jesus? Do you accept that what He says is true? Well, the Lord is making a promise. It is a definite promise, and the Bible teaches that when God makes a promise, He is faithful to keep it. If you listen as one who does not believe in Jesus, if you do not invest your faith in Him and have received salvation from your sins, then you are on a direct course to receive His judgment. In fact, in the words of our Lord, "He who does not believe has been judged already." Wow, this judgment is so sure it has already happened. This is awful news for you. The worst news. In fact, it gets worse. Because Jesus then goes on in the Gospels to talk directly about where those who are judged will spend eternity. And Jesus describes in detail what that place will be like. what the conditions are. The eternal destiny of all who do not genuinely believe in Jesus is hell. And in the Bible, nobody talks more about hell than Jesus. So for those of you thinking I am starting off this series on the faithfulness of God in too negative a way, I offer you the Lord. Was he too negative? No, I think he was truthful, and he wants everyone to know that God will be faithful in condemning to hell those who reject his son Jesus' sacrifice for sin. We do not have time to hear all that Jesus says about the reality of hell, but let's get a feel for his words of warning to us all. First, Christ says hell is a real place where real people will spend eternity. In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus is taking to task the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees. He is harsh and his words are strong. Listen to this. You serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? Notice the sentence of hell. Well, that word sentence describes judgment, a decision that brings justice, condemnation. It is used in the context of a legal proceeding, especially of divine judgment. Jesus is the judge, and he will give a death sentence, eternal life without parole, to everyone who rejects him. The sentence of hell, poignant and serious truth. Please take this to heart today concerning your own life. Hell is a real place where real people will spend eternity. Listen again to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This promise comes at the end of the great judgment passage in which Jesus separates the sheep, believers, from the goats, unbelievers. Notice how those who do not believe in Jesus go away to eternal punishment. Eternal. That is never-ending. Unbelievers are not given temporary punishment, nor are they annihilated, destroyed, nor are they given a second chance after death. The wicked are sentenced to eternal punishment. Matthew 25:46. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is a sharp contrast, echoing John 3:16 through 18. The righteous enjoy eternal life. The wicked go away to eternal punishment. Have you been made righteous by Christ because you trust him? You are bound for eternal life. Or do you remain wicked because you have not trusted in Christ? My friend, you are bound for eternal punishment in hell. This is very bad news for you. And let's ask, what is this punishment? What are the conditions in hell? Jesus tells us. Christ says hell is a real place where real people will spend eternity. And here is what he says they will experience. In Matthew 5:22, Jesus says, fiery hell. In Mark 9, verse 48, Jesus says, in hell, the fire is not quenched. One translation has it, the fire never goes out. There is no fire exit from hell. And I do not say that casually or with humor. I say that seriously and with sadness. Those who are not saved from condemnation will forever burn with fire. Jesus is faithful to promise this to us. Elsewhere, the Lord describes hell as follows. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, he speaks about unbelievers this way. The sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 8, 12. This speaks of the great and everlasting regret people will experience there, to weep forever, to gnash one's teeth forever, to live eternally in outer darkness. to be cast off so far away from the light of God that you never even catch a small glimpse of his light ever again. No wonder that in the story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16, the rich man describes himself in hell as being in torment, for I am in agony in this flame. That's Luke 16, verses 23 and 24. Do you want to experience this? Listen, Christ has promised this, and Christ is faithful to all his promises. Having given you the bad news, I want to end with the greatest news you will ever hear. I hope and pray you will receive it and respond today. Christ has lived. He has died. He's been crucified. And he has risen from the dead for you, so that by your faith alone in Christ alone, you do not have to experience forever in this real place where there is constant fire, outer darkness, and weeping and gnashing of teeth in torment. Listen again to Christ and believe in him. This is John's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 24. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes God who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment but is passed out of death into life." Oh, please accept these words from Jesus Christ himself. Truly, truly, true, true. He emphasizes the truthfulness of this. If you A, hear his word, B, believe in Jesus whom God has sent for you, you C, receive eternal life forever with God in heaven, D, you do not come into judgment, but E, you pass out of death, out of hell, into life. You do not have to go to eternal punishment in hell, but your only way out of hell is Jesus. God loves you and sent Jesus to rescue you. Trust in Christ, embrace the good news, and join us next time, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.